When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I know this week's episode is a little late, but better late than never, as they say. So today we're talking about the toxic side of wellness and self-growth culture. Now, I don't typically make these kinds of episodes. For the most part, I like to keep my episodes lighthearted and sweet, but today I thought, you know what, sometimes we need a good rant, and I want to keep this episode as uplifting as possible, but I also want to shed some light on some things that I've witnessed and seen within the wellness and self-growth community that I think are very unhealthy, harmful, annoying, pretentious, all of the things. And I'll be the first to say that I'm absolutely guilty of some of these things myself and have thankfully evolved from that, but also I want to shed light to maybe help others who might be doing these things, or either to themselves or to other people. Please don't take anything I say personally. This is just my opinion. This is just how I feel about some of the things that go on within the wellness self-growth community and culture, whatever you want to call it. And if you find that you do some of these things, just know that it's totally okay. I'm not saying that you're a bad person. I'm not saying that you're toxic. I know that sometimes, speaking from personal experience, we might do things with the best of intentions but not realize how the impacts can actually affect us in a negative way. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So before we get into today's conversation, I want to quickly share a tweet that I saw recently that really resonated with me. And the tweet said, "Paying for convenience is definitely a thing as an adult." And I wholeheartedly agree with this. As I've gotten older, I definitely find so much value in paying for convenience. There's just some things that are worth paying for because it's obviously convenient and just makes your whole life so much more easier, especially when you are busy and have a lot going on. For me, one of those things that I think is so worth it is HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients. And okay, so moving on to the first thing that annoys me or I find toxic within the wellness and self-growth community is toxic positivity. So this is something that I used to be guilty of, especially when I first began my self-growth journey. I had this skewed idea on positivity and what it meant to heal and grow. And I had this notion in my mind that I can only be positive all of the time. I can never think a negative thought. I can never be upset. I can never be angry, annoyed. It's not healthy for me to feel those feelings. And I can only be happy, happy, positive, positive. And as we all know, that is absolutely, positively, no pun intended, impossible. We are human. We are meant to feel both happy, sad, good, and bad. When it comes to toxic positivity, according to verywellmind.com, which I will link the article in the show notes if you want to read more in depth, toxic positivity is the belief that no matter how dire or difficult a situation is, people should maintain a positive mindset. It's a good vibes only approach to life. And while there are benefits to being an optimist and engaging in positive thinking, what toxic positivity instead rejects difficult emotions in favor of cheerful, often a falsely positive facade. I think the most harmful thing about toxic positivity is that it brews shame and guilt when we feel or are experiencing negative things in our lives, whether it's self-inflicted or from other people. It makes us feel like we aren't allowed to feel any negative emotions, or that we shouldn't choose to feel negative feelings, whether it's sadness, anger, whatever the case is. And that's a very unrealistic and unhealthy expectation to place on yourself or to one another. If you've listened to any of my episodes, then you know how I feel it is so important to give yourself time, space, and room to feel how you feel. Not trying to make yourself feel better, not trying to fix anything at all. Just give yourself time to feel sad if you feel sad, to feel angry if you feel angry. Like the quote says, what you resist persists. So if you avoid feeling any negative feelings or thoughts and emotions, those things are going to keep coming back up in your life, in situations and experiences, until you allow yourself to embrace those feelings or to process those emotions. So you should never feel guilty or make others feel guilty for not being positive about a situation, for not being happy all of the time. Yes, there is a fine line between having a victim mindset and always woe is me type of mentality versus allowing yourself to just feel how you feel and process your emotions. That line is very, very thin, but I think because of that, we tend to think we cannot feel any negativity, and that is definitely going to prevent you from growing and healing and moving forward. You have to give yourself the chance to face challenging feelings that can ultimately lead to growth. So some forms of toxic positivity could be like when something bad happens in your life, such as losing a job or, you know, losing a loved one, people tell you to just stay positive or to just look on the bright side. Or maybe you tell yourself this. Also, when you express disappointment or sadness and someone tells you that happiness is a choice, although I do agree that happiness is a choice, I also do believe that there's a time and place to say certain things. And I think when someone is in the midst of sadness, sorrow, depression, anger, whatever the case is, saying something like this is not helpful either. It's basically insinuating that it's their fault, they're choosing to feel this way. And again, like I said, there is a fine line between having a victim mindset and choosing to stay upset, to stay a victim, and just giving yourself time to process feelings. So I think whether you are doing this to yourself or maybe you find that you're doing this with other people, I think it's best to use discernment and analyze the situation. Is the person who is venting to you, are they currently experiencing something that's fresh and new and heavy, and they're coming to you for the first time expressing to you how they feel? Or is it a situation that they have been dragging out for quite some time now, and you know that they haven't really been doing anything to make themselves feel better, and it's just constantly saying the same thing over and over again? That is a different story. So some things that I think are helpful are, like I said, giving yourself permission to feel how you feel without guilt or shame. It's important to be realistic with the situation and how you feel about it. And again, when you allow yourself to process your emotions, you are able to manage them a little bit better instead of letting your emotions control you and take over. And aside from acknowledging how you feel, I think it's also helpful to do things to help you understand or process what it is that you're feeling. So whether it's journaling, meditating, talking with a friend, a therapist, or just taking small, tangible action steps that feel right for you in your process of navigating any feelings that you are dealing with. So the second thing that really grinds my gears when it comes to the wellness and self-growth industry is the pressure to live a 100% toxin-free life. Now, I just want to say that there is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to live your happiest, healthiest, and a toxin-free life. We all know there's a lot of bad stuff out there and chemicals and literally everything these days, from the food you eat to your skincare, your laundry detergent, your deodorant, literally everything seems to have something that's harmful and toxic to us. Again, I don't have any problem with anyone wanting to find healthier alternatives to things. I think that's great. My problem with this toxin-free life is how obsessive people can get with wanting to live the most toxic-free life and then judging, criticizing, scrutinizing, and harassing others for not being the same way. I think we should all strive to do the best that we can, but I also think it's important for us to not judge or shame others because they're fine using regular deodorant instead of natural aluminum-free deodorant, or because they don't have the extra time and energy it takes to read every label of every single thing they own. As a creator myself, if I want to share a healthier alternative to something, or I want to share a new wellness trend that I'm enjoying, I am going to do that. I will talk about it. I will share what I like about it. I will provide links for you guys. But what I'm not going to do is share things with the mindset of, if you don't do this too, then you're not really a wellness girly or you're not really about it. I'm genuinely just sharing what I like and what I'm enjoying. Even if it's not necessarily the healthiest, I'm just going to share what I want to share. And if people want to try it, cool, amazing. If not, also cool. Do what you want, not my problem. But what I've been seeing lately and hearing, especially on social media, is this undertone that sounds very judgy and very condescending, especially from wellness coaches and just people within the wellness and self-growth community. And they mask it behind this idea of, oh, you know, I'm just trying to help you live a healthier, toxic-free life. This is just a better option, this, that, and the other. And yes, while there are plenty of people who willingly share these things because they just want to help people, I also feel like there's this undertone, like I said, that's very judgy and condescending. And like, if you don't do this, then you're a bad person. And I'm really, really, and I probably sound very calm as I'm saying this, but I'm very done with this whole condescending wellness culture that's going on. I think what people don't understand is not everyone wants to achieve that 100% super clean, toxic-free, super healthy all of the time lifestyle. For some people like myself, that is not appealing at all. For me, I strive more for a balanced lifestyle where maybe it's 60-40 or 80-20. To me, it's just not sustainable or realistic for my own lifestyle. So I will do what I feel like doing. For example, I personally don't drink dairy milk anymore because it's very, very bad for my skin. When I did drink dairy milk regularly, especially in my iced coffees, that was when my skin was so inflamed, so red. I had so many breakouts. And so I chose an alternative milk. And ever since then, my skin has been thriving. So that is something that I willingly love to do for myself. And that makes me happy. But what I'm not going to do is something that I felt pressured to do or change about my lifestyle or my routine just because so-and-so says that I should. Again, I feel like oftentimes people have good intentions when they're trying to educate or share insights on some of this wellness stuff, and that's fine. Share what you want to share, but don't intrude on other people's lives because you think that you know best, when in reality, only we know what's best for us. And something that I think many people within the wellness and self-growth community that people don't think about or want to admit is that it is 100% a privilege to live a super clean, healthy, toxic-free life. Let's be honest, these healthier alternatives are more expensive. And I think that we forget how much of a privilege it is to choose the healthier option or to choose the cleaner product. Let's all do our best to not judge or shame or guilt others for choosing to do what they do, live their life how they want to live your life. You live your life how you want to live your life, and other people should be allowed that same courtesy as well. Okay, so the last thing that I want to talk about is using your wellness or self-growth journey to feel superior to others. Some examples of what I mean by this is talking shit or shaming others for eating meat or dairy when you're a vegan, or making people feel less than because they drink alcohol and you don't drink alcohol, or judging someone who is not as far, quote unquote far, on their self-growth journey, and maybe they display character traits that you've healed in your self-growth journey. It's basically feeling better than others because you do or have certain things that others may not have or do. This concept isn't new at all. People do this with money. People do this with the kind of job they have, the cars they drive, the houses they own, etc. It's all a form of status and a way to judge others as less than or better than. And I've seen people do this within the wellness and self-growth community. And I find that so interesting because wellness and self-growth is all about becoming and doing things to be our best selves. And that has nothing to do with the next person. It's giving, I need to convince myself I'm worthy or good enough, so I'm going to put others down to make me feel better. And it's like, no, babes, this is not true growth or healing in any way. It's just you using it as a disguise to make yourself feel better externally, but not really doing the internal work. I especially hear this a lot within the spiritual community. You know, some people have this idea that to be a spiritual person, that means that you live life a certain way. Like, sometimes I feel like people create these boxes of what it means to be a spiritual person, or what it means to be healthy, or what it means to be healed, and all of these things. But I don't think there is a one size fits all for any of this, whether it's wellness, health and wellness, personal growth, spirituality, whatever you want to apply this to. I don't feel like there's a one size fits all. I don't feel like there's a right or wrong way to do things. I think this whole journey is simply about doing what feels best for you and not worrying about what the next person is or isn't doing. The bottom line with today's episode is to simply stop comparing, judging, or shaming others or yourself for doing things differently, and to just focus on what feels good for you to do. And also, like I mentioned, sharing, talking about things from a place of love and excitement and not a place of judgment and shame. And my last and final, I think, takeaway from this episode is all about balance. Balance is your best friend, and it's all about finding your balance. Again, this is going to look different for everyone. What my interpretation of living a balanced, healthy lifestyle may look completely different to the next person. I really wanted to make this episode so we can all gain some insight on some of the things that we may do either to ourselves or to other people when it comes to wellness and self-growth. And hopefully it inspires people to do less harm within our self-growth wellness community. I think it's really easy to have good intentions but create harmful outcomes, and I think it's important to be mindful of the things that we do and say to ourselves and to other people. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit different than what I typically do, but I really wanted to share my thoughts on this. I thought it was important to shed light on some of these things. If you enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate if you could leave an iTunes or Spotify review, screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And as a final reminder, if you are interested in trying out HelloFresh or Peak Life, the links to both of those will be in the show notes, and they are also in my Instagram bio. So I hope that you all have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will talk to you all in the next one.